This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone of the Terminal 2 building at the Hisar airport today. The new terminal project, valued at over 410 crore rupees, will feature a modern passenger terminal, a dedicated cargo facility and an air traffic control building. Addressing a public gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the BJP's commitment to inclusive growth. He said his party's mantra is to work for the rapid development of all Dalits, poor, marginalized and backward communities in Haryana.
संविधान को जेब में लेकर के बैठे हुए लोग, ये कांग्रेस के लोग, उसका भी विरोध कर रहे हैं. साथियों, हमारे संविधान ने एससी, एसटी, ओबीसी के लिए आरक्षण का प्रावधान किया, लेकिन कांग्रेस ने उनको आरक्षण पहुंचा कि नहीं पहुंचा? उसकी कभी परवाह नहीं की.
The Prime Minister paid homage to Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar and said his birth anniversary is like a Diwali for Dalits, the marginalized and backward communities. The Prime Minister said working in line with Baba Saheb's mantra, flights have started from Sri Krishna's land to Lord Ram's Ayodhya. The Prime Minister highlighted the development in airport infrastructure since 2014.
2014 airport the. Sochiye 70 saal mein 74. Aaj desh mein airport ki sankhya 150 ke paar ho gayi hai. Desh ke kareeb 90 aerodrome udan yojana se jud chuke hain. 600 से अधिक रूट पर उड़ान योजना के तहत हवाई सेवा चल रही है.
The Prime Minister will also visit KL village in Yamunanagar district, where he will lay the foundation stone of a new 800 megawatt unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram thermal power plant and compressed biogas plant at Mukarrapur village. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Rewari bypass project and address a huge public gathering at Yamunanagar. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Leader of House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament and General Public paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in Parliament House complex today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the Modi government is rooting out drug networks ruthlessly. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the country's agencies have seized 300 kilograms of narcotics worth 1,800 crore rupees near the international maritime border. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by a Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. In Punjab, Mohali Cyber Crime Police has booked the leader of the opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, under a couple of sections of the BNS for allegedly spreading misinformation that could compromise national security. Bajwa had allegedly stated during a television interview that 50 bombs and grenades had been smuggled into Punjab, out of which 18 had already been used in terror activities, including on various police stations. He has been asked to appear before the police in a Mohali police station in this case this afternoon to share the source of his information. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. With four wins from six matches, Lucknow is at the fourth place on the points table, while CSK has just one win from six games. They are at the bottom of the standings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.